Now, from zooming to blooming. See what I did there, Jerry? Jerry Daly joins us in studio, and he's going to be with us every Tuesday till the end of the summer. Each week he's in. I have to remind you about our competition. We're teaming up with Bord Bia for our Grow More competition. We have €5,000 worth of prizes to give away on the 25th of August. You can find out about the competition on growmore.ie. So we're looking for pictures from your garden, and we have five categories: best use of space, most colourful lockdown garden, veggie patch, and garden portrait. And Roisin in Dublin sent us in the work she's done. She's changed her garden with a nautical team, all black and or something, blue and white. And anchors and all that sort of thing. Well done on that, Roisin. You're in contention. Katrina Sheeran sent us a delightful picture of two of her kids, one looking at about probably one and a 2.5-year-old, and they're in the splash, the splash pool, and they're having the crack out in the garden. And Kieran Teague is doing up his garden, and he sent us the before. He's going to send us the after later. And Susan Madigan sent us in lovely colours there. Have you got that, Jerry?
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Yeah.
What flowers are on that? Can you grab that there? I have to throw it on because it's 2 meters away.
It's there's Xanthoriums there, foxgloves, Japanese maple, rose. What else is there? Snapdragon, did I say that?
Lovely colours, lovely colours.
Nice colours, yeah, good and bright.
Yeah. Now, I think we'll go to a caller first, Jerry. How are you? How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Good, good.
Raring to go.
Good. We don't have a caller, so I'll ask you a question here. Will you please ask Jerry about this? The birds will soon try to eat the fruit from soft fruit bushes, blackcurrants and gooseberries. I got a net, but now must get bamboo sticks. It seems, but ground is hard. Any advice? Best package to protect from birds? Fionn Ógráide.
It's best to put something that's semi-permanent up. A fruit cage, they call them, where you put up metal chicken wire, very fine mesh, and you just basically seal it off, and you get 15 years or more out of it until the timber rots. And it's probably the best thing to do. If you're serious about growing fruit and you want to grow fruit without losing some to the birds. Some people don't mind losing a bit to the birds, but it can be annoying when you have the strawberry you've been waiting for a week and the next thing a blackbird has put a big chop in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been watching it go from green to red.
You've been waiting for it to ripen.
Yeah, yeah. You've bought your whipped cream from the local supermarket. And then,
exactly.
But
fruit cage. Now, it's a bit, it's a bit extreme. It'd be nearly the size of the room here, which is, I suppose, 4.5 metres by about 5.5 metres. And that sort of space can give a lot of fruit, and it saves the hassle completely of bird damage.
Okay, and you put all your bushes into that. Mm. Kathleen is there now. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in County Clare, East Clare.
Right.
A place called Cahir.
Oh, as opposed to Care. It's Cahir.
Yeah, Cahir.
Right. Say hello to Jerry there.
Hello. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What's your question for him?
I have a golden Lelandi hedge. It's about 25 years old. And there in the last so many months, it's gone all, the sections have gone brown, looks quite dead.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, is there any way of recovering it?
Well, there's a couple of things about Leyland.
What does that look like, Leyland?
Leyland cypress, it's a big, strong hedge. This one is a golden form, a golden leaf form, so it looks yellow. But now there's big patches of brown on it, Kathleen, all over the place.
Yeah, that's right, Jerry.
Yeah, this is very common. There are about three different fungus diseases that cause this problem, and they're fairly well widespread around the country. Now, they do tend to affect older hedges more because older hedges have been clipped right through their life. So you've clipped whatever out of that every year for 30 years. So it's tired and it's weakened by that. If you have a golden Leyland tree growing on its own, it won't be as badly affected by these fungi. But because it's under pressure of the annual clipping, and maybe clipping more than annually, sometimes people clip two or three times a year to keep it neat, that really tires it out.
Yeah.
Now, some people hate Leyland, some people love it, some people say it's a great bonus that it has got sick, others will say that this is a great pity. I don't know where I come down. I'm not a great fan of it. But the problem is that it does tend to get brown like this. And as it gets older, it becomes less and less of a hedge, of a good quality hedge. What I'm working around to is you might want to consider replacing it and replanting it with something else.
How do you feel about that, Kathleen?
Well, it's 30 metres long.
Oh, I know, but...
That's a lot of replacing, Jerry.
It is, but the thing is, it'll only get more and more expensive each year that you wait.
Right, so it really, it'll continue to go brown.
It'll continue to go brown. You could let it grow out and, you know, living patches will grow into the brown patches a little bit. But it's basically because it's an old hedge now, it's tired, and it has more or less seen its sell-by date.
Okay. Are you sorry you rang in now, Kathleen?
Would he come out and grow an alternative for me? Would it be a good alternative to grow? We're north-facing.
The ordinary common laurel is a very good hedge and it is a good quick grower as well. So, and the beauty of it is that if it overgrows too big, you can cut it down to the ground, whereas with the cypresses, you can't.
Okay.
How big a job is that for Kathleen, Jerry?
It's not a huge job. You'd get in somebody to do it, obviously, and take the bits and pieces away. And then when you plant a new hedge, you'd be amazed how people forget the old hedge and the new hedge takes over.
Yeah. It's like a new partner.
Would the autumn time be the best time to do that?
I'd probably leave it till the autumn time, because if you do it, you know, in the summertime, you'd have a lot of watering to do over 30 metres of a hedge. You could, of course, put down an irrigation pipe, but, you know, you might be as well to leave it until October.
Mm.
Okay. That's probably my
You've a lot to think about there, Kathleen.
There's work involved anyway, right?
Yeah, there is. How are you faring during the whole lockdown thing?
Oh, good. I'm working remotely here at home, so...
Yeah.
Which is working very well, actually.
Is it? There you go.
Eamon Keane's accountants in Innes.
Yeah.
So I don't have to drive in and out of Innes, only now and again.
Do you think you'd be returning to the office anytime soon?
Well, we go in there once a week.
Yeah.
And keep touch with things. So
okay, right, yeah.
Actually, it works quite well at the moment.
Great. Thanks, Kathleen. Good luck with the hedge,
okay,
the new hedge.
Thank
See you,
you
now. Bye. Bye. Teresa was on. Jerry says, my son grew what looks like perfect tomatoes in pots indoors. However, the inside seeded part of the tomatoes are practically black and can't be eaten. What may have caused this? Any suggestions would be appreciated, Teresa.
It sounds like a thing called blossom end rot, which if tomatoes go dry, if the plants go dry, they wilt. And then you water them and they perk up and you think, oh, great, I got away with that. They didn't die because I watered them just in the nick of time. But what has happened is the cellular structure of the tomatoes at the base of the tomato fruit and up into the fruit itself has been damaged. Mm. The cells have broken. And then as time goes on, over the space of a few weeks, a leathery rot develops at the base of the fruit where the fruit has been necrotic, has died back.
But they look great from the outside. Is that
they look okay from the bottom? They'll be effective from the bottom up.
Okay, okay. So from the top, looking at them,
they look okay.
What can Teresa's son do about them?
And nothing. Just continue growing the plants. Try to keep them without going dry, that they don't wilt. Because even if they wilt for a day, this can be the result.
It kicks in, does it? Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that the fruit that is flowers at the moment will not go all the way to fruit.
Okay.
It will.
It will. Okay. That's good news. Catherine's on the line. How are you, Catherine?
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you, Jerry?
Hello.
Whereabouts are you, Catherine?
I'm outside Tume.
All right. And what's your question for Jerry?
About 20 years ago now, I planted two clematis just to form an arch. And they used to have a pink flower in them. But for maybe the last over 5 years, all I get is... It's like a little bud is about to start and it's going to go into flower, but then it goes into seed nearly immediately. I never actually seen a flower for the last 5 years or more.
Yes.
Now, I cut it back and I have fed it well and I tried, you know, different things like that, but no improvement. And the bees love it because they're getting whatever's coming out of this little bud that forms and then goes into seed. They seem to enjoy it.
Yes, it sounds like there's pollen being produced all right, and obviously if you're getting seed heads, there's seed forming. But whether perhaps you had a grafted clematis that was growing on a grafted root that has now taken over is a possibility.
Oh,
and,
okay.
That is a possibility. Now, most clematis are growing on their own roots, but it is possible that they are sometimes grafted as well to speed up the growth, to get very, very vigorous growth.
So okay,
without seeing the two flowers, very often the flower of a rootstock is smaller and more fertile than the flower of a hybrid that's grown on top of it.
Oh, right. Okay.
I bought it at the garden centre
at the time, you know.
Would it only become obvious now, 20 years on, Gerry?
Because the base may have produced its own suckers.
Right. And they take over.
It's
about 3 metres by 3 metres at least, and that's what cutting it back every year.
Yeah, but that sounds like a lot. That sounds like a lot of vigour for an ordinary variety. I suspect that you have
killed the original one.
Yeah, exactly. And especially if you're getting all that seed.
Yeah, piles of seed heads. The bees are out there now having a great time on it.
Yeah, but that's the pollen. They're after pollen at the moment.
So what do you recommend Catherine should do, Gerry?
Well, if it's just the unsatisfactory flowers you're getting and they're small and they're not great, you might consider replacing it altogether.
It's a big green bush really now. What happened?
Well, the other thing is people do like the seed heads. You know, the silky, silvery, tassely seed heads can be very pretty as well. So it's really a matter of choice. If you don't like the look of it, well, you put up with it for long enough.
Seed heads are only forming on one side, which is the south side.
So it's asymmetrical. No,
it's not following the sun like it.
Right, yeah.
No, I think it's time to...
get out.
To say goodbye.
You've been very harsh today, Gerry.
I know, there's days
poor Kathleen's hedge, your 30-metre hedge, and now poor Catherine's clematis creeper. That's the news, Catherine.
And more digging, so more digging.
Yeah. How are things with you and family?
Oh, grand. Great.
Yeah.
Everything fine.
Great.
I was always working from home anyway for the last 15 years, so
hasn't changed for you.
No, and my daughters aren't getting back to training again this week, so they're delighted.
What football training is there?
Football and camogie.
Oh, great. Yeah, that makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. They're getting out to meet their friends now and
And expend some energy as well. That's important.
Exactly.
Have you used Zoom?
No, I've seen my daughters. I have a different thing with our work thing now. We have Microsoft Office, very similar to the Zoom.
Yeah. Okay, good luck with the replacement.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
Now, we've time for one more, Gerry, before we let you go. My question is for Gerry. I planted horseradish many years ago in my garden and I'm now attempting to remove it. I'm finding this extremely difficult and last time painted every leaf with Roundup, but it's still coming back. What can you suggest?
Yeah, horseradish is a bit like, it's in the same family as the radishes and mustard and so on. That's why it has the peppery taste, it's the same. It's a strong, tough sort of plant with a deep, what they call tongue root that goes down deep into it. And that's what the horseradish sauce is made out of, is the root, just with a bit of cream. Very nice.
Right, yeah.
But it can be a bit of a divil of a thing and spreads. So I would say it's probably the best thing would be to cover the entire area with black polythene and weigh it down.
So you just kill it because it's not getting
cut it down to ground level. You're denying it light.
Yeah.
No plant can survive without light.
Okay.
So once it's covered over, I would say with the black polythene held down by some weights. Now, it would want to be bigger than the area because they'll come up under the edge of it. And they'll start to push up. If there are any holes in the polythene, they'll make their way through and so on. But you could try that.
Right. Point us towards your website, Gerry.
Sorry?
Tell us about your website, just the address.
Garden.ie website. Well, there's lots and lots of information about all aspects of gardening there. There's the gardening club where people can discuss their successes and their failures and their aspirations. And the new copy of the Irish Garden magazine is also out, the June, July.
And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Excellent.
Gerry, thanks so much. We have a commercial break to take before Note.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.